Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me to Revelation chapter 13. We're continuing in our series on the mark of the beast, and we're going to be looking at five marks tonight in the revelation that's given to us in God's Word concerning things that we need to be looking for that indicate that we are moving in that direction rapidly. I think we know that we do not know the day nor the hour of the Lord's coming. Now, that's in His hand, but we can certainly see the signs. We can see the events that are taking place that assure us that He's coming back soon. There are certain elements that are brought out in God's Word that give us an indication of the activity that will be in the world whenever He comes back. And we need to be an informed people. We need to be studying God's Word. And we should not ignore the prophecy passages of the Bible. Amen. We need to spend time in that. Don't just write it off and say, well, that's not interesting to me. Well, are you telling God that His Word's not interesting to you just because it's not something that you think about? Maybe you need to get your mind into that mindset and you'll think more about the coming of the Lord because He's coming back very soon. We're beginning at verse 1 tonight of chapter 13. And I saw upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. Who is the dragon? Satan. It's Satan. They worship Satan which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto this beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. That's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all, and there's three important words that are used there, over all kindred and tongue and nation. Those are all singular. They're translated plural, but they are singular in the Greek language. And we're going to bring that out because there's an important word there, nations, that appears many, many times in the book of Revelation. And it's singular. And it indicates to us people group. Satan is going to go after every people group on the earth to deceive them. That's the emphasis. Not just the generic nations, but every people group will be deceived by Satan. And if it were possible, the Bible says, even the elect would be deceived. Those chosen, those at that time that are chosen as God's elect, the 12,000 from each one of the tribes, 144,000, if it were possible, they would even be deceived. That's how great his deception is. He goes after the nation, the people group. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, and the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwelleth on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. You don't see that statement very often in the Bible, but here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Father, I pray that you'd open your word to our hearts tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to get into five marks tonight that are indications that we perhaps are living in that time in which the Lord's going to come back, because so many things have fallen into place. The first one that I want to draw your attention to is one that I think is brought out in our passage here, but in several places in the book of Revelation. And I want you to see that the first mark of the beast, the first element of the mark of the beast, I should say, is satanic inspiration and deception. If you notice in the early part of chapter 13, there are four animals that describe the spirit of the beast out of the sea. There are four animals. They represent four nations because they line up with the four nations identified in the book of Daniel. The first is a lion, that was Babylon. Then the bear, the Medo-Persian Empire, the leopard, Greece, unnamed beast, which is Rome. Now understand, these are four different nations or people groups. And they were deceived by Satan. One of the great things that I think we need to note today is the utter deception of the nations today about the people of Israel. Isn't it amazing that with the horrendous events that took place on October the 7th, 1,600 Israelis lost their lives, butchered. The Hamas warriors came in flying on these parachutes, motorized parachutes, came in, landed, and started to butcher people with knives and swords and guns, and it was just horrendous. And I'm not going to go into the details here because we have children that are present. It was horrible. And they took several captive, hundreds captive. Now, you think about the fact that that horrendous event should stir within our hearts some understanding that is wrong. That's horrible. But do you realize that the vast majority of people are not supporting Israel? They're supporting Hamas. They went a week ago to the White House and took red paint and slapped their red paint all over the place. This week, they were in other places. They were in Times Square, just going crazy in their support for murderers. I would imagine if we took some of these young people, and a lot of them are young people that have been indoctrinated in our colleges and in our public schools to hate Israel and to love Hamas and Hezbollah, which they've seen. Now remember, critical theory divides everybody into what? Oppressed and oppressors. Where do they put the Palestinians? Oppressed. Where do they put Israel? Oppressor. So you've got the oppressed and the oppressor. They've been taught this for years. And now when it comes out, they come out in support for who they consider to be the oppressed people. So it doesn't matter what violence they do, it's okay because they are considered oppressed. That's upside down thinking, is it not? Totally upside down thinking. And yet we find that they're deceived. When you try to talk to these people to find out the rationale for what they believe, well, that's what I was taught. I don't know how many times I heard that on several programs that were held recently where they interview these young people that are out protesting, pro-Palestinian protesters, and not one of them could articulate a reason why it was all right for what the Hamas people did to the Israelis, the beheading of babies and the molesting of women and raping them and killing them and then dragging their dead bodies while they were being beaten as they were drugged through the streets. Horrendous behavior. Why do you support this? Oh, well, they're the oppressed group. And if they're the oppressed group, it's all right for them to use violence to fight back against the oppressor. This is satanic. This is end time satanic. For the mass majority of people around the world, you've got the Chinese pushing pro-Palestinian agenda with TikTok. And guess where young people spend most of their time? Social media, TikTok. They were talking about all the social media platforms by the vast majority are pro-Palestinian. No distinction that Hamas has been ruling over Palestine since 2006. They were voted in by the Palestinians. So you think about this utter disbelief on Christian part. What are these people doing? You have to understand something. This is a satanically inspired movement whereby all the elements of satanic work in the past, in Babylon, in Medo-Persia, in Greece, and Rome, where they tried to pursue power and get power to rule the world, every one of these groups failed because they believed the lie of Satan, that they could have power greater than God. So what has evolution taught us since the 1860s? Evolution has taught us the survival of the fittest. And so now that mentality, the survival of the fittest, has come to play in how we think in the world today. We eliminate the weak, euthanasia. We're finding this spreading now. I think the state of Michigan was the most recent one that now has legalized euthanasia, where a person can go to a doctor and say, I want to die. And now it's been legalized for them to be able to do that. You've got nations, Norway being one, Sweden. There's a whole list of European nations that are moving that way, where in Norway, your family can go and say, we don't have enough money to take care of our elderly person because they're sick and they're dying. We need them euthanized. And they can get permission. And this little bus comes up to the house. And are you glad you don't live in Norway? You're not going back to Norway? All right. Yeah, it's horrible. And they come in, and against this person's will, they didn't ask for this. They're given the drugs that stop their heart. This is where we're moving today. Survival of the fittest. We're moving backward, folks. We're moving backward. We're going back to the times of Adolf Hitler and that mentality that was in the world. Why is this? Why didn't we learn a lesson from World War II? That's not that long ago. You understand that? And yet we've just completely forgotten what happened there. And the whole idea and concept of one ethnic group being more brilliant and stronger and better than all the other races. By the way, Adolf Hitler kept one of Charles Darwin's charts that was in his second book that he wrote. It was developed after the first book, Origin of Man, and in the second book there, he developed the colors of race. And he said the weakest and the lowest among us are the darker skinned. And he took pictures of those people that were in the Aborigines in Australia, and then he went to Africa, and then he made his way to India, and then he made his way through the Middle East, and he came out in Europe with whites being the supreme. That was the scope. That's what Charles Darwin put forth, and Adolf Hitler had that in his office on a chart where he would see it every day. The Aryan race, racial. So what did he do? He sought to eliminate what he considered the weaker. So what groups does he go after? Went after the Jews. He went after Africans, capturing them and testing them. And it's unbelievable the things that he did to them and killing them. He went after Christians. He considered them weak to destroy them. And we're seeing it all over again. where the world is siding with the wrong side. They put a moral equivalence to, oh, okay, well, it doesn't matter what the oppressed do as long as they're pushing back on the oppressor. So if we're going to survive and be the fittest, we have to violently overthrow the oppressor. We need to see this and understand this is the deception of Satan in the end times. How else is the Antichrist going to get the whole world behind him to wipe out the Jew, to destroy the Jew? Going to exercise great power and might, and he's going to have the world coalesce around him. And today, whenever TikTok is the number one educator of our children in the United States, we got a huge problem. We got a huge problem. We're not taught to think on our own anymore. We're told what to think. Indoctrination. And it's happened, and it's showing us every day with these thousands of people that are marching in London and New York and Chicago and all these major cities where they're out there marching in unison against Israel. You got to know something's behind it. This tiny little nation, the only democratic nation in the Middle East, and they're against that. Israel, who has made medical breakthroughs. Israel, that has done remarkable things for technology in the world. Israel, that has been providing the West Bank and the Palestinians with power, gas, you name it. Fuel, they've been providing it for them. Oh, they're the evil, they're the oppressors. This is part of the end times. The beast out of the sea resembles these empires and therefore contains elements of each of these nations that are deceived by Satan. Let me look at some of these passages talking about the deception of the nations that is taking place and will take place. In Revelation 12, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought on his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Do we know who he's talking about here? Okay, talking about Satan. Which deceiveth who? The whole world. The whole world. And we're watching before our eyes the deception of the whole world about one nation, Israel. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 21 through 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him. Why? That he should deceive the nations no more until the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he'll be loosed a little season. And what does he do when he's loosed? We're told he deceives the nations and tries to gather them up against Jesus. Fire comes out of heaven and destroys them, and Satan is cast into the lake of fire, and Antichrist and the beast are cast into the lake. This horrible thing comes to conclusion. And then you have the great white throne judgment. Notice this, please. Deception. By the way, nations that appear so many times, 14 times in the book of Revelation, ethnos is the word. We translate it today, culture. But it means, and it's in singular, it's not plural, it always is used to describe a group of people with a common affinity and way of life. Satan has gone after every culture there is. By the way, this word ethnos is used of Israel. So it's not limited to Gentile. Ethne is another Greek word, same root, but that's plural, and that's never used of Israel. Only ethnos. Revelation 27 through 10, and when the 1,000 years were up, Satan shall be loosed out of prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom, as it were, the sand of the sea. At the end of the tribulation period, there are going to be millions of people that side with whom? After he's released from the bottomless pit. People who've lived under the rule of Jesus Christ. And Satan's been bound for 1,000 years. Can't blame, do like Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. No. The wickedness of the human heart that just sat under the rule of Jesus during that time, they just coalesced around that. But when Satan was released, who do they move to? Because of his deceiving power, they move right to him, and then they're destroyed, they're wiped out. And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. The devil that did what? Deceived them. You need to know this about Satan, folks. He's the master deceiver. He's smarter than everybody in this room and everybody on this planet. Do you know that about Satan? He's smarter than we are. And if it were possible, even believers would be deceived by him. That's how smart he is. That's how much power he has. We need to understand that one of the marks of the beast as we approach that time is the greater deception of the world, and we see it now. Now, we've dealt with anti-Semitism in the past, but for the most part, the world did not know what was going on in Germany. They did not know. And now we see, with the instantaneous pictures that are put up around the world, who does the world choose to go with? Evil. What does Hamas mean? Does anybody know? By the way, it's a Hebrew word. Hamas means violence. Violence. Evil violence. And we're siding with that. The end times, violence will be the way. And for those that are cheering that on, their heart has gone so long without a moral compass. Our world is dealing with a Bible-less society. Not Bible-less because we don't have copies of the Word. It's Bible-less because they reject the Word. And so people have no moral compass. And so they side with the wrong side. That's the human heart. The human heart has always sided with the wrong side. Whenever Adam was told, "Thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil," whose side gave him that order? God. Who did Adam fall for? Satan's plea. He willingly ate of the fruit. Eve was deceived by him. But Adam acted with his will, knowing what God had said. He ate of the fruit and violated God's command, and sin and death passed upon all mankind. If Adam could be deceived in the garden by the pull of his wife having been deceived by Satan, and choose Satan's word over God's word and disobey a perfect man, what does that tell us today? It's very easy to be deceived. Very easy to be deceived. And this deception, folks, is leading us toward the revelation of the beast out of the sea. All right? Let's go on. The second mark is open blasphemy. I want you to look, please, at verses 5 and 6 in our passage here. "And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against whom?" God. "To blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven." We are seeing an all-out attack on Christians today. It's happening more and more. The Biden administration have been going after people within the government that are doing things like opening an office meeting in prayer. They're going after them. You heard about the postal office worker up in Maryland who lost his position because he had an arrangement that was made with his boss that he could be off to go to church and then he would deliver mail after church. And they said, "No, you can't go to church." This arrangement worked well. He came in early, worked up till church time, went to church, off the clock, came back, and finished his job at the same time he would have finished if he had not gone to church. He was very honorable, and they went after him because he dared to go to church. And the judges didn't support him. We're seeing this all-out attack against the people that want to follow the Lord. They're hated and despised. They expend energy to take down Christians. This is where we're at today. Proud words, that's the word great that's there in the Greek language. It's the idea of proud, blasphemy, slander. And this he does for 3.5 years. This open slander will take place, I believe, in the latter part of the tribulation period, where he just goes after Israel. After making a peace pact with them in the first 3.5 years, we see this attitude of unfolding against the people of God, the hatred of the children of Israel. Number 3, worldwide religion of Antichrist and the false prophet. Do you know what the worldwide religion is today? Some of you are thinking, wow, it could be Islam or it could be that. I'll tell you what it is. It's secular humanism. What did the Lord say about the people whenever He comes back? When you read 2 Timothy and you read about that the people are going to be proud, arrogant. We don't need God. Perilous times will come. Pride is the first thing that's identified about those living in the last times. The worldwide religion of Antichrist and the false prophet, he's like a lamb, but he speaks like a what? And who else is called the dragon? Satan. He speaks like his master, Satan. But he comes like a lamb. Over and over again in the Bible, you have false teachers always pictured as wolves that are what? They've got sheep's clothing. They come like a lamb. I'm a lamb. But I'm a lamb. But they're not. They're lying. They're deceptive. They're dragons. They're wolves. His crowning glory will be the counterfeit resurrection of the Antichrist. He serves only to promote and empower Antichrist and enforce the taking of the mark of the beast through manipulation of the masses. How easy is it to manipulate the masses today? Very easy. How many of you have heard of flash mobs? You know how easy it is to gin up a crowd of 10,000 people with a lie? It's happened over and over again. We see this. They can generate massive amount of people in a short amount of time with a lie. Free merchandise. Downtown Los Angeles. Boom. Flash mobs there, breaking in, stealing. They've done this over and over again. We're watching today how social media and technology plays into all of this, how quickly it can be done. You would think that people would have this little lever in their life that said, oh, wait a minute, I'm not going to pull that lever. That's wrong. Not anymore. Do not assume that people have a moral compass. There are some that do, but it's becoming very rare. There are people that will lie to your face and make you think that they support you and they're behind you 100%, but they're lying because they've got another agenda going on. It happens all the time in churches around the country, in businesses. We hear about it all the time, backstabbing that goes on, deception, blasphemy. Worldwide religion of Antichrist and the false prophet. We read about that in verses 11 through 12. Here's the wolf in sheep's clothing. As the word prophet indicates, the false prophet will be a religious leader, the kind Jesus warned of when he said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are what? Ravenous wolves. Matthew 7:15. He is like a lamb, according to Revelation 13:11. Many false prophets have come and gone, but none have had the devastating impact on the world's population that the false prophet of Revelation will inflict. He will use religion to deceive the world, and once deceived, he will use the mark of the beast to enslave these people. What happens when you do away with currency and go to a digital currency? Can you have a garage sale? You know, most garage sales are just cash. Do a little cash over, you know, swap things out or cash or something like that. What if you don't have any cash anymore? Is everybody going to have electronic scanners and so forth like that? Not everybody will. And who's controlling the money on the other side? If you only have a digital currency, we need to understand this. The world is moving toward a control of our currency, which is exactly in line with the mark of the beast. Thankfully, we as Christians, we won't be here. We'll be with the Lord in heaven. But that's what the world is moving to. Are you not seeing it today? The Biden administration is pushing this hard. Israel has already gone to a digital currency. Did you know that? They're miles ahead. Other countries are looking at their model to see how it works because they want to do that too. Because if you haven't paid your taxes, guess where they're going to get the money? They'll have access to your bank accounts and they'll be able to get their money. That's where things are going. This deception, this power to control people with money and with other things, health care, who decides who gets health care and who does not. We're watching that happen today. Universal health care, the government decides who's going to get health and who's going to die, basically. Oh, you're past gone. You're not going to get any help. It's that idea, survival of the fittest. The false prophet is a religious deceiver. And we're going to stop with this. I'll pick up with this next time. He's a religious deceiver. And you and I need to know this. What's happening right now in the world is a massive deception. The pandemic brought out a massive deception. I'm not going to go into conspiracy theories and all that stuff, but we were deceived. 15 days. Remember that? 15 days to conquer the pandemic. Then it became 30 days to conquer the pandemic. Do these things. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. And we'll get through this. That didn't work. And even whenever the numbers were going way down, oh, you need to get booster number 10. What is that? Sheeple, you do what we tell you to do. You need this. By the way, less than 1% of people have gone back to get their booster. In the United States, what's that?
Praise God.
Yeah. Why? Because people know. People know. We were deceived. That is not a booster that helps keep you to get from getting COVID. It, quote unquote, only helps reduce the problems that come with COVID, and that doesn't even work. Now we're seeing all kinds of side effects that are happening. My point is this, folks. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Study your Bible. Know what's going on in the world. Amen? Know what's going on. I don't like to watch the news. It's too depressing. Well, you're right about that. But how are you going to know what's going on? And be careful what news you watch. Be careful because there's deception there. And we need to be wise to that. Father in heaven, I pray that you work in our hearts. Lord, we're living in very interesting times. We believe that your return is very soon, and we see the things stacking up that line up with your word. I pray that you'd help us not to be fearful, but that we would be excited about the fact that you're coming back very soon to take us to be with you. Help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.